two jokes to remind you always that remember this argument I talked about, last paragraph I talked about, accepting the consequence or accepting the, these are nonsense. These are the artificial arguments made to keep you busy. Don't waste your time with these philosophic nonsense. Here is the only place that he openly talks about philosophy. He, as an ex-philosopher, you see, that philosophical stuff that, okay, when I kick you, where is the source of the noise, or wanting to make beauty out of baldness and things like that, these are silly stuff, because you lose that taste. The best motivation for us is the taste, people. It's like being born somewhere, not ever learning about the taste. Whatever is sweet is good to you. Harsh sweetness is the best. And that's it. Taste is not something you're born with, is it? Mm-hmm. Taste is something you acquire here, right? How do you acquire the taste? You should taste this, that. This would take centuries. You should find someone to tell you, taste this, don't taste that. Taste that. Then, when you learn the taste, you don't need anyone to say anything. You know it. But before that, you need the taste, okay? Here, in this path, this taste is so good. And the only motivation we have, we don't give it up. We forget about all the nonsense. Philosophic argument, not to lose that one. Do you remember in book one, he said, they asked this Majnun, this crazy lover, they said, Layli is, I don't know, 10 blocks away. Why do you still say Layli, Layli? I said, feels, tastes good. I want my mouth to taste good when I call the name of my beloved. Don't give me the logic. That's why that state of being different. I don't connect with the bewilderment and stuff like that, because Heirat itself has a lot to do, and in that language we use it a lot. That bewilderment, that stuff is good, because over there this becomes silent. When this doesn't work, I feel good. Remember, I feel good when I sleep. Remember this fellow nagging in the story, and said, this one is always talking. How could you make it quiet? Yes.
Story.
Yeah, no title, nothing. Just a story.
Yeah. I like it. Amongst the companions, there was scarcely anyone that knew the Quran by heart, though their souls had a great desire. Because inasmuch as its kernel had filled and had reached maturity, the rinds became very thin and burst.
Okay, because he's going to a very special terminology, so let's be honest. The first one was, amongst the companion, there was scarcely anyone that knew the Quran by heart. This is, yes, a good romantic explanation, but it's not the translation. Translation is memorizer, to memorize, hafiz. Because in the time of Muhammad, you know that, they wouldn't write it down, because they couldn't. They didn't. They had a silly alphabet, they couldn't even write. There was no vowels over there, nothing. So the people will memorize it. He will say, these memorizers, there was a few of them. Yes?
Similarly, the shells of the walnut and the pistachio nut and the almond. When the kernel has filled them, the rind decreases. The kernel, knowledge, increases, its rind decreases, because the lover is consumed by his beloved. Since the quality of being sought is the opposite of seeking, the revelation and the flashing of the light consume the prophet with burning. When the attributes of the eternal have shone forth, then the mantle of temporality is burned. Everyone that knew a quarter of the Quran by heart was hearing from the companions, "Great is he amongst us." To combine the form with such deep meaning is not possible, except on the part of a mighty king. In such intoxication, the observance of due respect will not be there at all, or if it be, it is a wonder. To observe humility and independence is to combine two opposites, like round and long.
Okay. What does all that mean? Interpretation? Translation? It is a very bizarre stuff he's talking about, and in a very special way. But before going anywhere else, to observe humility in independence. That humility is istighna. Remember, istighna is this period of the path, enrichment. The word is enrichment, not humility.
Independence.
Oh yeah, that's even worse. Independence sounds like it's esteglal, not estegna. That's wrong. That's not independence. That's enrichment. Okay, so it may make sense now, but not very much. Why? Because suddenly he didn't give any explanation, right? No titles, none of that, just story. When we didn't need any story, we didn't know what we were talking about, because he gave up the story. The last part of the real story we were hearing, remember, was those magicians and stuff. Then he started to have some paragraphs which we left the story. First we started with the elephant in the room, right? That was a long, long paragraph. Then he came to that, accepting the opposite, this or that. Then he came to bewilderment, right? Now, story. Means I'm out of it, and I need to say something else, and something else. Here, he's preferring to say something. But the way he starts it, you feel that, yes, this is not something that will be finished here. In the future, we'll hear about it. He goes back, he will say, okay, there are few memorizers. That was it. Then he explains about something that, because when the fruit is ripe, the skin becomes more tender, it's not that strong again, everything will change. Look at the knots, even in the knots is the same. It's a good knot, the skin should be thinner, because science and knowledge is like that. When the knowledge is more, the skin is less. Means the tenderness will come in. Then suddenly he will jump out in special terminology, talking about what? About talab. Remember, talab, yearning was the first one. وصف مطلوبی and طالبی. You will say, okay, there is طالب, there is مطلوب. Means there is this one who yearns, there is the other part which is yearned, right? You say, okay, within these طالب and مطلوب, these are the opposite. And imagine we want to talk about the light, that uniqueness. Let me say it like this. When all that beautiful stuff suddenly will open up and will become visible, the rest will become nonsense. In a path that you're walking, when you arrive to a good point, suddenly the pavement you don't look at, because that's the point that will change your mind. Then he goes back, yeah, okay, whoever knew a quarter of Quran, he was appreciated very much. Then the conclusion, oh, he doesn't go to conclusion. Suddenly you say, you know what? It is very difficult to have both of it. There is a form and the essence. If you attend to the essence, you don't have enough time to attend the form. This is what the barber was explaining to you, that if you want to attend to the form, you're wasting your time. The essence should be good. When you're bald, two or three hairs, doesn't matter how they are. Here he goes back to that and say, you know what, this, adding up form and the essence, is something that only a king could do. Only these prophets, these evolved people could do that. It's like being drunk. When you're drunk, are you polite? Of course not. When you're drunk, you become, there are these exceptional people that they could be polite even when they are drunk. He's in this rule and exception again and again. Let's hear it.
Truly the staff is loved by the blind. The blind man himself is a coffer of the Quran. That means he's a container?
Yeah.
He said, in sooth, the blind are coffers full of the words of the Quran and commemoration and warning. Again, a coffer full of the Quran is better than he that is an empty coffer in the hand. Yet again, the coffer that is empty of load is better than the coffer that is full of mice and snakes.
You see how cleverly he put it down that, listen, here we are talking about good and the better and the best, or bad and the worst. It's like that. There is no, this is good, this is bad. You know why he was talking about these people who memorize it? Because some of the people who memorized Quran, they were blind. So what's the use of that? Because Quran is something that you should know to practice only, just to have it in your mind when you're blind. He said, there the relativity comes. Yes, of course, it's lovely to have a fellow open-eyed, very clever, and memorize Quran. But that's difficult, right? So let me ask you this. That blind fellow should be full of nonsenses is better than being full of Quran. That's how it goes, by degrees. An empty stuff is even better than a filthy stuff. So it's not to switch on to say, it should be like this, it will be like that. Do not try to make it black or white. Remember that this is a challenge, which is a joyful challenge, and that's what